Welcome to Featured Wikia, the day where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Monday, December 21, 2020 is Sergo Orjanikidze. Sergo Konstantinovich Orjanikidze, born Grigol Konstantins Zay Orjanikidze, 24th of October, O.S. 12th of October, 1886, February 18, 1937, was a Georgian Bolshevik and Soviet politician. Born and raised in Georgia, Orjanikidze joined the Bolsheviks at a young age and quickly rose within the ranks to become an important figure within the group. Arrested and imprisoned several times by the Russian police, he was in Siberian exile when the February Revolution began in 1917. Returning from exile, Orjanikidze took part in the October Revolution that brought the Bolsheviks to power. During the subsequent civil war, he played an active role as the leading Bolshevik in the Caucasus, overseeing the invasions of Azerbaijan, Armenia, and Georgia. He backed their union into the Transcaucasian Socialist Federative Soviet Republic, TSFSR, which helped form the Soviet Union in 1922, and served as the first secretary of the TSFSR until 1926. Promoted to lead the Workers' and Peasants' Inspectorate, Rabkern, Orjanikidze moved to Moscow and joined the inner circle of top Bolsheviks. Tasked with overseeing Soviet economic production, Orjanikidze led a massive overhaul of Rabkern and its associated bodies, noting inefficiencies within the Supreme Soviet of the National Economy, Vzinka. In 1930 he was transferred to lead Vzinka, which was reformed as the People's Commissariat of Heavy Industry, NKTP, in 1932. While there, Orjanikidze oversaw the implementation of the five-year plans for economic development and helped create the Stakhanovite movement of model Soviet workers. At the same time, he was named to the Politburo, the leading political body in the Soviet Union. Orjanikidze was reluctant to take part in the campaigns against so-called wreckers and saboteurs that began in the early 1930s, which caused friction between Joseph Stalin and himself. Realizing the need of experienced people in their fields, Orjanikidze refused to purge older workers or disassociate himself from individuals deemed anti-Bolshevik. According to some theories, his relationship with Stalin deteriorated, and on the eve of a 1937 meeting where he was expected to denounce workers, Orjanikidze shot himself at his home, though this has been contested. He was posthumously honored as a leading Bolshevik, and several towns and cities throughout the Soviet Union were named after him. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:17 UTC on Monday, December 21, 2020. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Sergo Orjanikidze. This podcast is produced by Obolsme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDPod on Twitter. Obolsme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Justin Standard. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.